And welcome to, of course, it's Friday, For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, it's been a really hectic week, I've got to say. Right now I'm sitting in a box with, it's not quite a box, it's a portion of my house that I have set for puppies. And I've got our buddy Wyatt, who's 102 pounds, and Whispa, who's about 90, his sister, and a third sister named Brandy, who is right now nursing her just one-week-old puppy, which is why we were on a pre-recorded show last Friday, because I was busy up to my elbows in puppies. So now the puppies are cute and hairy and furry and beautiful, and Mom is all happy, and we've just really had a beautiful time here for this last week. We've had a lot of people coming in and asking about, hey, what do you do right now with the puppies? Or, you know, obviously they're just a week old. Well, there are actually things I've been doing. I've been breeding Rhodesian Ridgebacks for nearly 30 years. And one of the things that I do with when the puppies are born is start sticking my fingers into everything and pulling and tugging, obviously very gently. So not only making sure that the puppy gets used to the touch, but doing it both sides. It's one of the things people don't realize. It's like racehorses. I have most of my racehorses are, bred in the U.S., but I did have one. She was Swedish, and she raced a lot in Europe and made, I think it was about $2.5 million in Europe. Well, the interesting thing, like puppies, horses can be one-sided. Think about trying to, like for yourself, write with your left hand if you're a righty. Write with your left hand or your right hand if you're a lefty. And stop thinking of things in one direction. Think of things that you're going to do in both directions. So same thing with puppies. You can't just get them used to being touched on their left side. You got to get them used to being touched on the right side. That's one of the things that we do when we're in different horse races. We make sure that the horse races are, the horse is trained in both directions. Because otherwise, even anybody who's ever ridden a horse, and you have a left lead and a right lead, when you're riding, the horse will develop more of a strength in one direction usually than in another. So same thing with a puppy, a kitten, whatever animal you're going to be dealing with, make sure that you're exercising them and working with them with both sides, both directions, because this way you're able to teach the dog or the puppy, and it understands everything. Because right now, everything in their little brains is just moving around. They don't know anything other than where their mom is and where the milk is. But when they get older, we're obviously going to want them, well, these guys, a lot of them will be service dogs, and I think we're going to have a bunch of Grand Champion Show Dogs. Almost, I think every one of them, again, will be a Grand Champion Show Dog. They're just beautiful. But more importantly, we want these dogs to have a purpose. We want them to go out and have something that is special, that is theirs, and something that there'll be a job for them. So, again, this is bringing me back to my new book, Happens, S-H-H-H, Happens, Canine Behavior 101. And the Happens books are basically about how to make your dog, whether it's a puppy or an older dog, be the best he can be. And the way we do that is to understand why dogs do what they do. It's very important, because if you don't understand why something happens, it's going to be really hard to fix it or really hard to deal with it. So again, when you're looking for a good book, and boy, this one is a phenomenal book, and it's only $10 on Amazon. The reason I have it so affordably priced is I want people to be able to go out and get it. I want people to be able to read it and understand it and appreciate what it takes to do the right thing with your dog. It's really not hard. It's just not the same thing that everybody else is doing. I've had already quite a few people say, wow, you know, this is revolutionary. What you say is just incredible. I don't understand. Why does nobody else get it? Well, people don't get it because they're learning from a book. Instead of thinking like a dog and understanding like a dog and watching dogs and understanding why they're doing what they're doing, people just say, oh, give them a cookie. I have a bunch of clients coming up this weekend. One of them sounds like the other two, actually, and they're like, well, you know, we had a trainer, and the trainer said when the dog gets aggressive, because all three are people aggressive, and one is people and dog aggressive, when the people come into the house, give them a toy, you know, and redirect them so he's got the toy in his mouth, because he can't bite somebody if he's got a toy in his mouth. But think about it. What are you doing? You're telling the dog, hey, that's a good job. As a matter of fact, I'm not only going to give you a cookie, I'm going to give you your favorite toy because you're growling at that person coming in. You've got to think of dog as being a state of mind. Just think of the dog, instead of being a dog, instead of being your fluffy, instead of being your Bijou poo cava jug thing that you've spent $2,000 or $3,000 for a mutt, instead of doing that and making somebody, you know, a lot of money who is just breeding to breed and indiscriminately and probably breeding every single heat cycle for the females, instead of doing that, do your homework. First of all, rescue if you can. This coming from a Grand Champion Breeder of Merit, AKC Breeder of Merit. I am a breeder, but I am a very, very responsible breeder. You would be much easier to adopt a child than to get one of my puppies. Same thing with Merlin's kids, with our foundation. And we've been doing this longer than almost anybody else, rehabilitating shelter dogs, taking them, and then training them to become service dogs for special needs children. Well, same thing. You've got to make sure that you understand why the dog is doing what it's doing. Why do most dogs fail out of service dog programs? Well, some people, don't even know what the heck they're doing, and they grab a dog and spend a week or something or 2 weeks, and they keep it in their house, and they go, oh, well, good, look, it's a really nice dog. It doesn't do anything. Well, you know, up to 2 months of the honeymoon period, that dog can be the best dog in the world. But you got to make sure that that dog is actually out and exposed to things. And there are unfortunately so many unscrupulous people out there who really don't know what the heck they're doing, but they're ripping people off, taking $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 from desperate people who are looking for either an autism dog or a PTSD dog, which is kind of a joke because PTSD dog, and we'll talk about that later, PTSD dog is an emotional support animal. It is not a service dog. It is just not a service dog. There are some veterans and some people who have PTSD that is extremely serious, and those people should have a legally qualified service dog because that is a different thing than just, oh, I feel better when I pet my fluffy dog. And I'm not against those things, but call them what they are, and they're emotional support animals. That just means that you feel better. Well, heck, I don't know too many people who have a pet and don't feel better when they're petting the pet. And that's the whole idea, is making sure that, you know, we can distinguish and differentiate between the people who truly need a dog for seizures, for blood sugar, for balance, for, you know, other more serious PTSD symptoms, for like any of the autism spectrum disorders. Those are the people who should have a service dog. But unfortunately, it's getting our waters muddied quite a bit, and you have all these different crazy agencies who know nothing. Certainly there are a couple of good ones, but there are many, many more bad ones, and these people are just making a ton of money on your back. Well, I'm going to come back in a moment, so please stay tuned. There's going to be a lot more spirited conversation when we return.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, what we're doing is talking about legitimate versus, well, illegitimate, I guess is the opposite, service dogs, because it does take a really special dog. Probably about 1% of all dogs even have the ability to have that behavior to become a service dog. And beyond that, just to be the best dog in the world for you. Now, there are different kinds of dogs, and I want to explain that. So you have an emotional support animal, which is basically, you know, somebody who's kind of nervous or has social anxiety disorder, and, you know, you get kind of nervous about, but you can function. There are people who, you know, they feel better when they have the animal there, but they can function okay without. Those are emotional support animals. Now, that I have no problem with them as long as those dogs are super well-behaved and that they are, if they are in public or if they are on an airplane, they're in a supermarket, those dogs need to be equally well-behaved and well-trained as a service dog level. If your dog is at home, I don't really care if your dog is well-behaved. I mean, I do care, but I'm not worried about it. But when your dog is out of control and your dog can't be near my dog or can't pass by my dog or somebody else's dog that has a legitimate service dog without the dog lunging or attacking or snapping or barking, you don't deserve to have that dog out there. Now, we do train people who are interested in having a super well-behaved dog. We do that because we want to give that opportunity to people who need that dog or who feel better with having that dog or that animal with them. But that is an emotional support animal. And think of it this way. You can function, but you function better with the dog. That's an emotional support animal. Somebody who's nervous on an airplane and can get on an airplane might be a little nervous. You can also have a Bloody Mary or a glass of wine. That'll do the same thing. But those people, and it's not that I'm against it, but it's starting to cloud and muddy the waters. And what's happening is people look at the dog that somebody else has, and they go, oh, look, it was a service dog. Well, it pooped all over the airplane. Or, you know, that was a service dog, and it attacked a man, a dentist. In May, there was a gentleman who was walking as a dentist, and he was in the airport, and a American Bulldog-looking dog, big dog, lunged up and just bit him when he was walking and bit him pretty substantially. That is not a service dog. The service dog has to be at the level that it is the best dog in the world, that it is as bomb-proof as is humanly possible. Yes, it's still a dog. You know, maybe it passes gas on a plane, but it should not be lunging at passengers and lunging at other animals that might be on the plane. Now, you have that's the first level of emotional support dog. Now, what that is you have those dogs who are, you know, basically helping people because the people feel better by having the dog, but the dog is not actively doing a task. Now, in order to have a service dog, you need to have either a doctor's note or a medical condition or things like being blind or hearing impaired, having diabetes or severe hypoglycemia, having a seizure disorder, having transient ischemic attacks, something like that, which are like mini strokes, a severe balance issue that you can't use a walker or a cane for because, you know, if you can use another implement, then you should be using that implement. But those are the basics, and severe PTSD. We're talking about people who cannot function, who are perhaps a former soldier. We're not talking about people who can go to the workplace. And yeah, it's a little tough, but, you know, they're able to do things. That is not a service dog level. That is, you know, an emotional support animal. But a PTSD dog, and I have done some pretty cool ones. One of my coolest ones I ever trained for PTSD dog was one of Wyatt's sons, and I trained him to alert on the cortisol of this veteran who had been severely, severely injured and had excruciating pain pretty much every day of his life. Well, what would happen is he would wake up, and he'd be in such excruciating pain that he would be very nasty, very volatile, and a bit aggressive and violent, never with his girlfriend. But, you know, when you're in that kind of level of pain that most of us can't even imagine, and then the emotional pain and stress that it causes. So this gentleman was he's not even functional. He couldn't go out. He could barely get up sometimes. And, I mean, you're talking about a life-crippling condition that he had. So I trained this dog, who was one of Wyatt's sons, Rhodesian Ridgeback, obviously, and I trained him to alert to cortisol levels. Now, what that means is that when this gentleman would be sleeping, and we'll call him Aaron would be sleeping, his girlfriend, Lisa, would you know, be near him, but wouldn't know, obviously, how much pain he was in. So when Aaron would start having pain in the middle of the night, the dog that we trained, Wyatt's son, actually would go over. He slept right near Aaron. He would alert to that cortisol. He would go and get Lisa, the girlfriend. Lisa would come in and give an injection of some pretty heavy-duty painkillers to Aaron before Aaron even woke up, so that when Aaron woke up, he wasn't in excruciating pain. It wasn't like he was always in pain, but when he was in pain, it was excruciating. So if you think about that, that's something that rises to the level of a service dog, because he cannot function. I mean, this guy, and he's a young, good-looking guy, he could not function. He couldn't go anywhere. He couldn't do anything. And he'd become so irate, and he was suicidal. And actually, when he called me, he said that. He said, if I don't have a dog in 2 weeks, I'm going to kill myself. I can't take it. And he was serious. Now, it took more than 2 weeks, but it was about 6 weeks because the dog had already been trained. I had already trained him for somebody else. So it worked out great for Aaron. But you're talking about a dog like that is the level of a service dog, and he is excellent around other dogs. He's excellent around children. No matter where Aaron goes, his dog is well-behaved, well-mannered, and focuses on him. That is a service dog. And if you have a condition that is crippling, that prevents you from being able to function as a human being, you are the person who needs a service dog, a legitimate service dog, not being shuffled into the emotional support animal category, which is what the rest of the world is able to do. And the other problem is there is no national standard, and I am working on that feverishly, to have a national standard for service dogs, because maybe your dog isn't going to rise to the level of a Wyatt or a Savannah or a Wispa, or any of our dogs, Zuri, and the hundreds, well, thousands and plus dogs that I've personally trained and placed. But even so, if the dog is well-behaved, well-mannered, safe around dogs, safe around children, safe around nursing homes, safe in an airplane, and it's a super, super well-behaved dog, you know what? If it doesn't alert you to a seizure because it's not properly trained, I feel bad for you. Buyer beware, caveat emptor. But at least I have no problem with that dog being out, because I don't want your poorly trained, poorly behaved dog to be reflecting on the 1,300-plus service dogs that I have placed that are perfectly well-trained and perfectly well-behaved. And someday somebody's going to say, yeah, well, look, I saw the service dog, and it was terribly trained. I don't think that service dog should be allowed. And I don't want that to happen, because there are so many people who can be helped by legitimately trained and certified service dogs. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for the next segment.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, I want to send a couple of shout-outs to the Great White North, to our good friend Pam Kavaleski, who's going to be coming down tomorrow and helping puppy sit. I wanted to thank the wonderful, wonderful people I've had all week who've been helping me while my mom is sick in the hospital. She's doing much better, and I thank everybody, but she's got a long road ahead. I wanted to thank Ashley Gardner. I wanted to thank Ashley Aversa. I wanted to thank Shira Mechanic, who is wonderful and helped me out today. I want to help, big shout out for Karen Aaron, and for all of the people who have just shown me the most loving friendship that I could ever ask for. And I know you guys also are doing it because, of course, who wasn't want to sit with puppy breath all around? But you guys are really amazing, and I've really, truly been blessed with literally hundreds of the most amazing people in my life, and I want to thank all of you for that. So I want a biggest shout-out. I want a big shout-out here for Wispity Bunny Dog, who's been holding vigil and watching over the puppies when her sister, whose puppies they are, Brandy, goes out to do her business. And Wispa sits like a hawk and makes sure that none of the puppies are getting into any kind of trouble. So thank you, Wispity Bunny Dog, and of course the inimitable Wyatt. Those of you who had wanted to participate in Take Wyatt to Work Week, we are extending that for an extra week. So we've got some pretty amazing entries already, but if you have your Wyatt stuffed animal, which are about 20, I think they're $20 plus whatever the shipping is, you can take pictures of Wyatt doing whatever job you decide you might be doing or you might want him to do. We've had everybody from personal protective equipment and blowing things up and all kinds of really amazing things. A lot of dogs, the puppies are at big businesses. They're helping with computer work. They're helping with sensory things with children. It's really a cute thing. And, of course, you can all get involved by going to the Merlin's Kids website and go to our store, and you can purchase a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12 pack of Wyatt stuffed animals. All of the proceeds go to Merlin's Kids to rescue more dogs from shelters and rescues around the country and rehabilitate them and train them to become service dogs for children with special needs and for veterans with severe PTSD. So, again, it's so important for you to get involved and to learn more. So you can also buy my book on Amazon. It's an e-book right now. It's called Shh Happens, S-H-H-H, Happens, Canine Behavior 101. And it truly is a revolutionary book. My good friend Temple Grandin loves the book, and she said that, you know, this is something that makes sense. This is what dogs do, and this is why dogs think the way they do, and it really is neat. I've got some amazing feedback on it, and I am grateful to be able to write things down so quickly. And my good friend Jody Joseph, the future Dr. Jody Joseph, up at Cornell, who helped me a great deal in getting it all organized and getting information organized for the book. She is amazing. Well, I guess we'll get back to our lectures today. So, when you have a dog who is, you know, has any kind of behavioral issues, one of the main things is to see why does the dog have that behavioral issue. In other words, did you just rescue the dog like the couple that they just rescued a Yorkie and they had a dog fight already with a I think, an 8-pound and a 4-pound Yorkie. And you'd laugh about that, but one of them, the little one, the 4-pounder, actually had her eyeball pop out of its socket and was, like, dangling, which is really pretty gross and pretty dangerous. And I've heard that, you know, that's not the first eyeball coming out of a dog, especially the little ones. So, you know, when you have a dog who is, you know, getting aggressive, whether it's two little dogs or it's two big dogs, they can do some pretty good damage to each other. And, you know, what she's been doing is when the dog comes over near the other dog and growls, she's clicking, doing a clicker, and then she's giving the dog a treat. So the dog stares down the other dog, she clicks, and she gives it a treat. She thinks she's rewarding the dog for not being aggressive, but she's really clicking and rewarding the dog for staring at the other dog in a dominant fashion. And when I said to her that what she was doing, she's like, oh, my God, you're right. I didn't know that. I didn't think about that. Well, exactly. That's the problem, is you don't think about it because you don't know what you don't know. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you, to teach you what to do in those cases so that you're able to change the way the dog is thinking. You don't want to just make the dog, like, yell at him. Why would you want to yell at him? He's doing a job that he thinks he's supposed to do because you taught him that way. But again, you know, the biggest issue with anything is what we do as humans. You know, a lot of people charge a ridiculous amount of money for things called board and train. Now, a board and train, on the, you know, the face value, you would say, hey, that's great. You know, I go away for a couple weeks on vacation, I send my dog off to somebody who trains the dog, and I get it back a perfectly well-trained dog. Well, the problem is, first of all, the vast majority of board and trains use shock collars, squirt bottles, choker chains, prong collars, and pretty barbaric methods. Not everyone, but many. And I know even those of you who don't do that, you know, many, many of them do that. Now, the premise is pretty good, you know, of, hey, I get to not worry about taking responsibility for my own dog, and I can just let somebody else do it. Well, the problem is, anytime you take a dog or a horse, or any kind of child, a person, whatever, and you remove the factors of parents or of the people who are kind of the watchdogs, then you don't know how they're treating your dog. And I had this happen to actually one of my very good friends who has one of my Ridgebacks, and it is literally, this dog was the sweetest, nicest dog on the planet, young dog, very gentle, super, super dog. Just this, really the sweetest thing ever. Well, they didn't know, and they went out, and they had brought it to a place in New Jersey, in central Jersey, that was like a board and train. Now, this was a dog who had no behavioral issues, was very soft, a very sweet dog, didn't like to be wrong, very gentle, very calm dog, loved the children, loved the family. Well, guess what happened? The place used a shock collar. Now, God only knows why you would use a shock collar on a really gentle, soft, wonderful dog, but they did. And this is a place that is pretty, a guy who is pretty highly regarded by himself, I think, and maybe by people who want a police dog trained, and he may be very good at that. But I'll tell you, this guy single-handedly in 2 weeks ruined and destroyed one of the sweetest dogs I've ever seen. And for that, he deserves to burn in hell. And I mean it. If you're doing something and you use shock collars, then at least have the decency to tell people, listen, your dog is a very gentle dog. This is probably going to cause your dog to be a lunatic. And what wound up happening is this dog snapped at somebody, at a child. And this is I'm talking about the sweetest dog on the planet. So you tell me what happened to that dog at this training center of this guy who his last name is, I won't say it, but his last name is the opposite of being rough with somebody. It's just unbelievable. And what a wrong misnomer name does this guy have? Should have been a, you know, Mr. Abuser instead of what it is. But the goal is, do not let anybody else take your dog out of your control where you can see him unless you really know that person well. because I've seen too many things and heard too many horror stories, and they're right. So please stay tuned. We will be right back with our next segment. Stay tuned.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
The Love a Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, you know me, I get to rant and rave, and you know it's also funny sometimes. You know what they say, payback's a bitch? Well, bitch is a female dog, and when you get paid back by a female dog, because they definitely will let you know, like women will, if you hurt them or anything. It's just funny, though. You see things and you see people who do bad and who are not good people. And, you know, you think they're getting away with things for a long time. And it's always just so refreshing to hear when somebody who really is not a good person and is taking advantage and ripping people off kind of gets a little taste of their own medicine. So I just wanted for everybody to know, you know, I don't wish anybody anything bad, but it is really nice, and I have been smiling for the last couple of weeks because I've seen somebody who really definitely deserves nothing good and was a very mean person who ripped a lot of people off, and he got his own, so I'm kind of happy about that. I think that's great. But, you know, we wish everybody well. We don't want anybody to get sick or die or, you know, I know one person I used to know used to say, I hope you get cancer and die. I'm like, well, gee, that's a little excessive. But it is nice when you just leave everything in God's hands and God takes care of things and you go, wow, that's great. I'm just glad I just laid back and watched. And there are people who are even abusive with animals and, you know, the Michael Vicks of the world who are, you know, through whatever they believe, are damaging animals and hurting animals. And there are certainly a lot of people out there who use some pretty crazy things and think that they're somehow, you know, dog trainers or dog behaviorists, but they're really not. And, you know, I just tell everybody, word to the wise should be sufficient. Just if you have somebody who you don't think seems that they're working well and you don't think that these people are giving you the right vibes, well, then don't go with somebody who you don't really believe in, okay? It's like getting married. Don't marry the wrong person because they happen to be there and somebody said something nice about them. But, all right, and I want to move on a little bit. There are so many different things in the news right now. And one of the things that we are doing is we are planning to open up another special needs school through Merlin's Kids that will be in the Texas area, in the general DFW area. And it will be a special needs school for children with learning disabilities who sometimes have behavioral issues because of those learning disabilities. It's going to be really awesome. We're going to have initially only about 20 children that we're going to accept, but it will rapidly expand, and we've got incredible staff already lined up. So if you are in the DFW area in Texas and you have a child with special needs, especially the lower elementary, so from pre-K up to 6 right now, and we can certainly expand out from there. Please let us know. You can contact me personally by getting our switchboard at 855-HI-WYATT. That's 855-HI-WYATT. Or you can go on to www.merlinskids.org or www.united9professionals.com. We also have, for those of you who can't remember how to spell the word professionals, we also have our new website, which will be forwarded to our old one, which is www.u, like the letter U, like United Canine Professionals. So it's U, the letter K, the number 9, the letter P, UK9P, United Canine Professionals, and you can also access us on that. And it's also 855-4-K9-PROS. But the easiest one is 855-HI-WYATT, because everybody likes to say that. It's a fun phone number. So we are going to be doing the special needs school. We have some amazing programs. We are really looking now for people in the DFW area. We're looking for people around the country in certain specific areas, including Arizona and some other areas, that we're going to need help with people who are interested in becoming certified in natural canine behavior rehabilitation, either in helping rescue and shelter dogs and private people's dogs, and also in training service dogs, therapy dogs, and some of the therapeutic facilitation and behavioral intervention dogs that we do, like Miss Casey Butler and Laura Ferment and Anita Burke and all of our people are doing in schools, special needs schools around the country. So Merlin's Kids and United Canine Professionals is really, really expanding just all over and doing so well, and I'm so grateful that our business is doing so beautifully well. It's always great when you are passionate and you have talent to do something and other people recognize it and are motivated by it as well to do better. Really just do good things because they're good. Don't worry. Don't cloud your mind with negativity. Positive energy, not negative energy. Positive energy breeds positive, and negative energy breeds negative. Never try to get back at somebody or for spite, or never try to hurt somebody else, because all you have to do is just keep yourself positive, and God will take care of you. And whatever supreme being you worship, that supreme being will be able to take care of you and guide you through things. So don't waste your time on stupid people with stupid minds, like my father used to say, little people with little minds. Don't even think about them. They're not important. They're like little dust, and they'll just get blown away, and you won't even have to do anything. But focus on doing good. Focus on things like getting people to prevent dogs from being euthanized. Focus on go to a shelter. Go to a local shelter and help them walk some of the dogs, work with the dogs. Join our team at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com and start learning how to rehabilitate dogs, because by rehabilitating the dogs that are in the shelter, then those dogs will be rehabilitated. They will also be adopted, and you might even be able to train one or two of them to be service dogs if they are at that level. But that's how you can make a difference. Don't worry about, you know, your ex-husband or your ex-boyfriend or the guy, the nasty neighbor down the street. God's going to take care of them. And I just want everybody to realize that if you focus on positive things, positive breeds positive. If you focus on negative things, negative breeds negative. And I'm an extremely positive person, and I'm telling you, this is amazing how incredible my life has been going. Business is just incredible. We are expanding out. We really need more people around the country. We only have 38 states covered right now, and we would like to have, with our 170 some odd people, we would really like to have a nice situation where more people around the country can help us to learn and to rehabilitate more of these dogs, and this way we can not have 4 million euthanized dogs next year. It's crazy. 2014, we had over 4 million dogs euthanized. That is just a travesty. And those are not Grand Champion Rhodesian Ridgeback puppies. Those are the guy who didn't spay and neuter his dog because, oh, I don't want to take his balls off. Well, you can keep yours, although I wish you wouldn't. But just the dogs do not, especially mixed breed, these designer dog things that people are spending a lot of money on that are, you know, defective health-wise and temperament-wise very often. Just spay and neuter your dogs, and if you're going to breed, then make sure you're spending thousands of dollars on showing your dog and genetic testing and all that to make sure that you're doing it the right way. But if you're not doing it the right way, please don't do it at all. Your children don't need to see the joy of birth with a dog. You know what? That you can take them and let them see the gas chamber, and they can see the joy of death. So we're gonna have to take a break, but I will be right back in a moment. Stay tuned.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Tow Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Tow Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Tow Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Tow Leash, visit BikeTowLeash.com. That's BikeTowLeash.com. Bike Tow Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeTowLeash.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Well, we're talking puppies, we're talking service dogs, we're talking about having your dog literally be the best trained and best behaved dog out there. And we're talking about making sure that you're careful where you allow your dog to go and whom you send the dog with and whom you're giving tons of money for a service dog. So we've gone through that. We don't need to beat that one up anymore. But I do want to talk for a moment about how you can get involved in your community, how you can actually go out there and help save dogs. Now, granted, you don't have to be a rescue. You don't have to be a particular type of person. You don't have to live in a particular place. But if you go and if you read my book, especially this last book, Shh Happens, Canine Behavior 101, and even if you have a question, you can call. You can call our switchboard at 855-4-K9-PROS or 855-HI-WYATT, and feel free to ask us questions, because if you're interested in helping more dogs to become really, really well-behaved dogs that are easily adopted from the shelter, then please let us know. We're looking for people around the country who are interested in not only helping their own dogs, but in helping other people's dogs. I bet you about 10 to 20% of all of our people in United Canine Professionals started as clients. We have three people in this particular class who started as clients. And they're great because they tell everybody in the classes. We do group classes. It's very cool. And you graduate with a team of people, a whole graduating class, and then you're certified individually, but you graduate with the team. And what's really neat is hearing people say, yeah, well, I had no hope. I didn't know what to do. My dog was being aggressive. My dog was this or that. And now my dog is the best dog in the world, and it motivated me so much that I wanted to help other people. I wanted to help their dogs, and I wanted to do something better and bigger than just making some money at a big company. Well, that's what's so rewarding, and this is the kind of stuff that we can definitely help you do. So you can contact us at 855-4-K9-PROS or go on to our website, United, the letter K, the number 9, professionals with an S, .com. And you can look at us and you're able to, work on the best of the best. Learn from us, learn from an incredible team of people. Myself, I've rehabilitated more than 25, 26,000 dogs with behavioral issues. I've been doing this a really long time, and I do thousands of dogs a year. So, you know, it's not just me, it's a whole team, and I've trained this incredible team that is super knowledgeable and will help you. We do service dogs in schools, the therapeutic facilitation dogs, behavioral intervention dogs, dogs that help special needs children and typical children as well. There's so many different programs that are that we have, and you can take something that you love and you can make a career at it. We're hoping that everybody out there knows somebody in a different location or in the same location who loves dogs and who says, you know what, I really wanted to become a dog trainer, but you know what, actually I don't want to become a dog trainer. Who the heck needs to train a dog to sit or lie down? I want to learn how to rehabilitate dogs so that we don't have dogs being euthanized in the shelters. Because very few, if any, dogs are ever euthanized because they didn't sit on command. Very few, if any, dogs are euthanized because they didn't lie down on command. Very few, if any, dogs are euthanized because they didn't roll over on command. Very few, if any, dogs were euthanized because they didn't balance a treat on their nose. But you know why dogs are euthanized? Because they bite people or other dogs. They jump. They're out of control. They're urinating in the house. They're ripping people's homes completely shred from shred. They're food aggressive. They're toy aggressive. They can't go near other people. They can't go near children. They have behavioral issues. People can't deal with behavioral issues. If you have a beautiful home and your dog is chewing all your moldings up and you'd say, so it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. That's being destructive. And that same behavior, if we don't fix that behavior is going to continue on in the dog's next home. So although you might have the dog, you know, being given up, but the dog is, you know, being given up by somebody who loves it, well now, the next person who gets the dog isn't going to be in love with the dog because they didn't raise it from a puppy. They're going to just be basically allowing the dog to rip up their house, and then they get to a certain point, and they're like, okay, that's it. I can't handle it anymore. Or how about having a dog that's aggressive with a family member? I get that all the time. I mean, that's pretty common. Or having a dog who, let's say, is dog aggressive, or it's just people aggressive, or it's randomly aggressive, or it's food aggressive. Or it attacks the child when the child goes to pick up the little ball of hamburger that the child dropped on the floor. These are issues that dogs are euthanized for, and they are fixable. All of these issues are fixable. If I can change the human, I can change the dog. If I can't change the human, I can't change the dog. And that is so important to understand, that we have to get out there. And, you know, it's funny, I saw this great thing on Facebook, and I know the one of the people who started Facebook very, very well. I used to be her teacher, and she's married to one of the gentlemen who started Facebook. And it's funny because she's a super, super beautiful, super talented girl, and was always too smart for everybody around her. And I think about if she were a puppy, she would have been a really really smart version of a golden retriever puppy, and she would have been in trouble, and nobody would have wanted to keep her, as cute as she is, because she was a very very strong-willed child. Well, that's a great thing with humans, but with a dog, it's deadly, because who wants to deal with a dog who's out of control, who's attacking people, who's jumping all over, who's ripping things up, who's urinating in the house, and he's doing all those things? Well, dogs wind up in shelters and rescues because they have behavioral issues, not because they don't sit on command, not because they don't lie down on command. That doesn't mean that you can't have your dog doing circus tricks or party tricks for your entertaining pleasure. But what it means is that the dogs who are at risk are the ones, seriously, who have sometimes very mild behavioral issues, sometimes more serious behavioral issues. But if we don't fix those behavioral issues, we're passing around the old Christmas fruitcake. Nobody likes that. I met one person, and I made the joke, and he goes, I like Christmas fruitcake. Well, if you like Christmas fruitcakes, that's great, but most people don't. But if it were a really nice chocolate cheesecake or a volcano cake or something really yummy, well, anybody would want that dog. But the problem is that people don't know what they don't know, and they don't understand that making a dog sit or lie down does nothing to change the dog's state of mind. It doesn't change what he's thinking. It's like if you were really upset because your house had been broken into and all your things had been vandalized, you couldn't find anything. And I said to you, oh, hey, Joe, sit down, calm down. Here's a cookie. I mean, are you seriously going to sit down or calm down? And who's going to eat the cookie? I don't want a cookie. Get the cookie out of my face. It's not about giving a dog a cookie or rewarding the dog for doing an operant conditioning. That's fine. You can do that if you have the best dog in the world. But if you have a dog with behavioral issues or if you want a career helping people who have these kind of dogs, let us know at United Canine Professionals. We will hook you up and we will put you through our class. If you are accepted, go to our application, join our team, and we will consider you for an upcoming class. And if you get in, man, it is the best feeling ever. So, unfortunately, we've got to go. It's time to go today. But, again, I hope everybody has a wonderful, healthy, happy week. We've got Valentine's Day. Take your Wyatt to work. Valentine's Day next week. So, everybody, enjoy yourself. Drive safely in the snow. And I'm very sorry. Condolences to the people in the railroad accident that just happened. We wish you well and hope that you heal and that your families are able to move past it. Have a wonderful, happy, healthy week. God bless.